U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday it is not clear whether Iran will comply with restrictions on its nuclear development program in order to have U.S. economic sanctions removed. Iran has been in indirect talks with the United States through diplomats from other countries in reshaping the 2015 international nuclear deal to restrain Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Iran has said its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Then U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018, imposing new sanctions on Tehran's oil, banking, and shipping sectors. But U.S. President Joe Biden is looking to rejoin the pact after former President Trump withdrew from the deal. The pact also includes Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia. In a separate interview, Antony Blinken told CNN that the United States and Iran have actually made progress in the talks in Vienna, and a fifth round is scheduled in the coming days. Iran has maintained that for it to return to the deal, the United States must first lift its sanctions, while the United States says Iran must first return to compliance with the deal's terms. At least 14 people were killed Sunday in Italy when a cable car, popular among tourists, fell 20 meters to the ground. Police said that foreign nationals were among the dead, but they have not released further details. The Stresa Matarone cable car travels between the town of Lake Maggiore to the top of the Matarone Mountain in roughly 20 minutes. It's located in Italy's Piedmont region. The mayor of Stresa said the accident may have been caused by a ruptured cable. He said the car overturned two or three times after crashing to the ground before it was stopped by some trees. This is VOA News. The United States says it will expand Haitian eligibility for a humanitarian program that grants deportation relief and work permits to immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries. The plan will cover an estimated 150,000 Haitians already living in the United States. Democrats and pro-immigration advocates had pressed the Biden administration to make more Haitians living in the country illegally eligible for deportation relief. European Union governments are demanding an immediate explanation from Belarus about the diversion of a Lithuanian-bound flight to Minsk, where authorities arrested one of its passengers, opposition activist and journalist Roman Pratasevich. Pratasevich was taken away by police shortly after the Ryanair flight landed. Lithuania's president said the commercial flight was directed to land by force and said the international community, quote, must take immediate steps to ensure that the incident does not repeat, while the Polish prime minister called the event a reprehensible act of state terrorism. And said he had asked the European Council's president to discuss immediate sanctions against Belarus during a meeting scheduled for May 24th. The Ryanair flight had been on a scheduled route from Athens to Vilnius, but landed in the Belarusian capital following a false bomb threat on board. Martin Bashir, the BBC journalist who tricked Princess Diana into giving an explosive interview, is apologizing to Princes William and Harry, but says claims linking his actions to her death were unreasonable. A report published on Thursday found that Bashir commissioned fake bank statements that falsely suggested some of Diana's closest aides were being paid by the security services to keep tabs on her. Prince William has said Bashir's actions and the interview have made a major contribution to the demise of his parents' relationship and, quote, contributed significantly to his mother's fear, paranoia, and isolation in his final years. British health officials say a double dose of COVID-19 vaccines is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister says the information is groundbreaking, and he is increasingly hopeful that the government will be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. And Virgin Galactic has made its first rocket-powered flight from New Mexico to the fringe of space in a manned shuttle. More on that at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.